some of these younger receivers? How they coming along?
Doing well. I mean, obviously, we got some of my high-profile guys that are out now, so we got some guys stepping up. Quay's doing well. Hicks, BC, all those guys are stepping up and filling in some roles for us.
What does Hicks do?
He's a veteran, man. He's gonna do. He's gonna do well. I'm not worried about Stoke.
Come here. As far as Hicks is concerned, what does he bring to the table?
I'm a lot of speed. I mean, the guy's able to get in out of his breaks quick. He's on go routes. Not a lot of people are going to be able to catch him. So he just brings a little added dimension of being able to stretch the field for us and make some big plays.
How concerned are you that there are so many former starters
now? Brandon, Rod, and Tony, they're rehabbing. I mean, we still got a lot of time till first game. I think they're on track as far as getting back and joining with us. I mean, they both all those guys have been through the system a little bit, have a good feel for what's going to be expected for them when they come back. So I'm not worried about them. I'm kind of telling them to take their time, make sure you come back 100%.
Did it help that you had worked with those guys last year too?
Oh, definitely. I mean, those guys played a lot. Got a good feel for Tony and Brandon, and I mean, obviously Rod. We're not worried about him. So I mean, they get back 100%, and I mean, they're just going to make our offense a little bit better.
Jake, can you even compare how you feel right now as compared to last year on day two of training camp?
Day two of training camp last year, I was swimming a little bit. I mean, this year, got more control of what my responsibilities are. I mean, I feel a lot more confident out there. And I'm just looking forward to the first preseason game and finally kind of getting to see underway.
Do you feel guys looking at you more this year than obviously last year?
Definitely. I mean, I think they have to. I mean, I'm the guy here now at quarterback, and I'm just trying to do my part. I mean, obviously, we got a lot of veterans on this team, and they expect a lot. The standards here are really high, and I mean, obviously, we want to get to the Super Bowl this year. So I'm just trying to do my part, study each and every day, and try to limit mistakes.
You talked about Travis Henry in the backfield and how he takes over for Tatum Bell and what you've seen already.
He looked good today. We did some goal line stuff, and he's one cut. I mean, I think this offense and this offensive line are going to gel well with him. Because, I mean, it's a one-cut offense, kind of hit the hole and put your head down and get the yards. And that's what Travis is all about, low center of gravity. He's hard to bring down, and, I mean, he loves football. So I think he's going to do really well in this offense.
Did you get a look at Webster's hip?
Yeah, I saw it.
What did you see?
Nate's always popping in there and making a big hit. I'm just surprised his helmet stayed on. Usually pops off.
Can you talk a little bit about Stokely? This guy caught 1,000 yards worth of balls from Peyton Manning one year. I mean, what does he bring to the table in terms of experience?
Oh, I mean, just a wealth of experience. I mean, the guy, he's so knowledgeable and been in some really good systems and been with some really good quarterbacks. So, I mean, he can help me out a lot. I mean, just talking to him after each play and just kind of getting a feel for how he used to do it, how he likes to do it, what works, what doesn't work. And he makes plays. I mean, that's one thing he does. He's always getting open. And, yeah, I mean, you like to have a guy like that. I mean, be able to be confident in him, be able to throw the ball to him in any situation. I mean, it's going to be nice with Javon and get some of those guys back. I mean, we're gonna have a lot of weapons out there.
Jay, the offensive line has to talk this year. Are you looking forward to some of them speaking on your behalf?
I'm looking forward to some of Tommy's comments. I think they're going to be a little bit more colorful than maybe some other guys. So it's going to be interesting.